I'm interviewing Marlis Early. Marlis is spelled, this is for the transcriber, M-A-R-L-E-Y-S, and Burley is B-U-R-L-E-Y. We're in the Southwoodby Historical Society, and it's June 21st, 2001. Can you tell me about the first Burley family members who came to Whidbey Island? When did they come? Where did they settle, and how did they get here?
Oh, well, they came in 1921, and it wasn't only my father-in-law, his father, too. So it was two generations
of
that came. They started, of course, in Nebraska, and ended up in Ravenna, and then Leon Burley, my father-in-law, went back over to Eastern Washington for a while. But it was too hot for my mother-in-law, his wife at that time. So that's when they moved back up here to the island, and then they all, both of them came.
Okay.
That was 1921. From 1905 on, they visited here all the time. The Mackeys were here at Maxwellton, and there's a relationship there somehow, very remote, but there is a relationship. And so from 1905 on, they came often just to visit. And then it was...
So that's how they knew about the island.
The Mackeys were also in Eastern Washington, so between all of it, they came, kind of came back and forth together that way.
And when they decided to settle here on the island, where did they settle?
Maxwellton.
They lived at Maxwellton.
And there they stayed.
And do you think they came in 1905? Do you think they came by ferry or by boat directly to Maxwellton?
No, I'm sure it was ferry. I think that comes out in this autobiography. And
did they come for the summers to visit, I take it?
Yes.
And then in 1921, they settled in Maxwellton. What did they do for jobs?
Well, they farmed, but oh my, other little things. And then for 36 years, of course, that's beyond the 1921, my father-in-law, Leon Burley, I should say, drove school bus for 36 years.
Really?
There's one family in Maxwellton that three generations of their family rode on his bus.
Is that his bus? That's the, there's the picture in the museum. Have you seen them?
No, I haven't seen it, but it could be. It didn't look like the buses we have now.
No.
No.
Looked, it had open kind of sides.
You know, he saved it for a long time, but I don't remember actually seeing it. It's too bad my history isn't as interesting as, I mean, Bonnie's all wrapped up in it. I never have been. And I know I've seen it, but
And so your relationship, and we've talked about their occupations, what was life like for them when they came to the island to live? What stories did they tell you about those early days?
Oh, I think they loved it from day one, you know. They lived on the beach at first, and then they moved up and built a place, well, close to where I am now.
Which is?
At the farm, and that's just below Swede Hill. I'm on... Used to be Burley Road. They just changed that. Isn't that terrible?
Yes.
But I overlook the marsh and the and the water and everything. And then they moved and built up on the bluff, like I say, where they were above and had all the waterfront and everything. And
So did they? What do you know anything about their entertainment?
Oh my! They were involved in everything. Because I know you mentioned, you asked a question here about the 4th of July. It was my mother-in-law, Marie Burley, that had the band. She taught the band and everything. And now I was married in 42 to their son, Robert. And the parades and all, and her band was all, it was going then, you know. And the band would get on the back of a truck with hay bales and such. And it was wonderful. Now there is no band that leads mm-hmm. the parade, and it just makes mm-hmm. it, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And she also taught all the instruments to those who played in the band.
Goodness.
She also had an orchestra that uh-huh. she taught.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And she gave me piano lessons and horn lessons and everything.
Hmm.
And she was very, her and whole family was very musical.
He was musical too, her husband?
Leon?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he played the trumpet and he sang.
Oh, my.
And he had some kind of a skit where he rolled wieners out and whistled. Oh, beautiful whistler. Because he did this at, you know, high school for programs and so
uh-huh.
forth.
Uh-huh.
They were very entertaining, and they sang together, the two of them.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So was there a building at Maxwellton where they could have done this, or were they at Woodlawn School?
She taught all her, well, she did even teach piano and other mm-hmm. lessons. The school allowed her to be there so many days a week. She also gave them in her own home.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then I think even the band and the orchestra was in the home.
Mm.
But then they had the Woodland Hall down there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was a going concern too.
uh-huh.
And she played, it was also a Sunday, they called it a Sunday school. It was run kind of like a church, but
mm-hmm.
'cause we went there for 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a piano player.
Hmm.
And then once a month there was a program where the whole community, children and all, got there.
Mm-hmm.
And we did the Virginia Reels and
mm-hmm.
down in the Pawpaw Patch and
yeah.
all those. And she played for that.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And how long did that go on? Was that still going on when you were growing up?
When I was married to my husband, yes.
Oh, my. So
see,
it's
see,
well,
I didn't,
in the late 40s, early 50s.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I got into the family in 42.
Mm-hmm.
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 They just took me right in.
Now,
wonderful.
I heard that she was a good quilter, too.
Oh, it? Yes. They had what was called the Helping Hand Club.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of women, though all the Maxwelltonites, you know, in that area, women belonged to that.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea, along with making the quilts,
mm-hmm.
giving them away,
mm-hmm.
and they're sewing and mending. And during the war, you know, they made bandages and so forth
mm-hmm.
and sent.
Did they do that at Woodland Hall, do you think?
No, that was done
in homes
too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
I went a couple of times, but I had little ones then, and it wasn't so much fun. So that was it. And then the helping hand idea was, if there was anyone in need,
mm-hmm.
or they wanted their house inside,
mm-hmm.
this was women,
mm-hmm.
painted or something, they just picked up and
mm-hmm.
helped them out. That was the mm-hmm. idea of them.
Did they do any group canning?
Yes, at Woodland Hall.
Uh-huh.
There was, it was in the basement.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Had these big canners and, oh yes, everybody came and brought their produce and
uh-huh.
canned it in cans, you know, uh-huh. like we would in a cannery.
Uh-huh. My word.
Mm-hmm.
Not in
I
glass
did it once.
Jars.
No. No, it was all in cans.
Hmm.
Yes.
This church, was it a non-denominational
right,
church?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And instead of actual minister, we,
mm-hmm.
the Mackey started it.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the Burleys,
mm-hmm.
Leon's father, JJ, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And, we had what I guess you'd call it, they were affiliated with another church group or something. I don't remember these things. I should have looked them up. But anyway, we had a roving
mm-hmm.
missionary.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, just the members of the community, you've heard of John Patton and Cora Cook and those.
Mm-hmm.
They would be the more or less the leaders.
Mm-hmm.
Then they just had classes after
mm-hmm.
group sessions and
mm-hmm.
so forth, and
mm-hmm.
the rest of us taught various
Sunday school,
and yeah. then we'd come back together and
hymns,
sing, and
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
oh, it was a wonderful place to learn more there than you'll ever learn. You know, you go to church and listen.
Yes,
there we learned.
Uh-huh.
Yes,
was the Chautauqua going on during the years that the Burleys were there?
Yes, yes. not me, I didn't mm-hmm. get in on that. No. But oh, now I'm wasting your time.
Don't worry about it.
It's only
a long time. Long time.
It's here. Oh, my father. Now that would be J.J. Burley, mm-hmm. Leon's father, organized mm-hmm. the first Chautauqua in Maxwell.
Oh.
Round about 1910.
Okay.
He came. No. Oh, he done. I'm reading wrong. He did this in Nebraska, too. And in the autumn, when the harvest was laid by, it was a great pleasure to go down to the river to a grove of trees. Now, this is back in mm-hmm. Nebraska, of course, mm-hmm. where there were tents for those who wished to pass a week or two. In the day, there was a sessions for Bible study, and the evening, entertainment. The one at Maxwell was interesting. I should let you read it.
Mm-hmm. That's good. No. Mm-hmm.
I've had a lot of extra.
Oh.
Chautauqua has had religious origin, I mean,
uh-huh.
and started out in New York at a place called Chautauqua.
Mm-hmm.
The one in Maxwellton went on 2 weeks.
Hmm.
Using the slope of the hill, you haven't been there.
I have been to Maxwell.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for their tier of seats
mm-hmm.
with the platform at the bottom, of course.
Mm-hmm.
It was mostly entertainment. There was Ross Crane from New York. Does that make...
Could be.
Mm-hmm. A wonderful cartoonist.
Mm.
Colored quartet from down south. The Chicago's Ladies Orchestra.
Mm.
And the... And the Fort Casey Band,
uh-huh.
for the fort was occupied by the army then,
mm-hmm.
and had arranged, Dad arranged special railroad rails, I suppose, or something,
mm-hmm.
from all over, or rates from all over the state, and special steamer rates.
Mm.
And the last day of all, he had Billy Sunday.
Oh, my. Oh.
That was the brightest day. There were 4 steamers tied up at the dock, on Maxwellton Dock, and they had to limit the number of people who would be on the dock at once,
mm-hmm.
so it wouldn't collapse. Mm-hmm. It was a great success.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Mm. And we're going to make a copy of this history so that we can have it with your interview.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. That would be terrific.
Yeah, it starts way back in 1910.
That's fine.
1901.
Now, tell me a little bit about your own history on the island. Where were you born, and when did you first come to the island, and your maiden name, and why did you come?
I was born in North Dakota.
Oh.
My maiden name mm-hmm. was... Well, it was Kloster, Kloster.
Mm-hmm.
And we came in about 1937. My father had passed away
mm-hmm.
2 years previously, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother's parents had moved here to the island because they had sons that had moved here.
Huh.
And
what was their name? Their
Fireson.
Fireson?
Mm-hmm.
Fajerson. Fajerson, a Scandinavian name.
Mm-hmm. And Kloster is too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they came, your mother brought you and your sisters?
Mm-hmm. Three of them. I had two sisters. Uh-huh. There were 3 of us, 3 uh-huh. girls. So then they, my grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
son
mm-hmm.
was here,
uh-huh.
had a farmhouse, you know, a little farmland,
uh-huh.
and he settled my grandparents into that,
uh-huh.
and that's where we
uh-huh.
stayed with them.
Uh-huh. And where was that located?
That was in Clinton.
Uh-huh.
And Leonard, my uncle, he lived there too for a while before we were married, but
uh-huh.
he has that the garage that's on the corner of, right across from the post office in Clinton.
Uh-huh.
He built that.
Oh, my
that's
goodness.
Still
oh,
there.
Simmons. The, uh-huh. the Simmons group.
No.
No, the other one. Okay.
So now it's a body shop kind of mm-hmm. stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So he started that and uh-huh. he worked there until uh-huh. he passed away.
And did your mother work when she came
yes,
to the island?
Yes.
What did she do?
Well, the first few years, her brothers, George Fireson was here then too, came, and Leonard Fireson,
uh-huh. Uh-huh.
and George Fireson's wife, Ruth, and my mother, I think for the first year she came out, I think it was only a year, they worked in a carnival.
Oh my goodness.
Traveled all over.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. And left you girls with the grandparents.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then she went to work, my mother, went to work for Washington State Ferries,
oh.
cooking in the
oh, uh-huh.
restaurant part.
Uh-huh.
But she was stationed in the islands, you know,
oh
not
my.
Down here. So the 4 years I was in high school, I lived with my grandparents.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And then...
Go ahead.
Just at the end of that, she remarried and moved to California. That just for well, the time I married my husband, we married right out of high school.
Mm-hmm.
We'd gone
mm-hmm.
together for 2 years. He was older.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah. So your grade schooling then was in North Dakota,
mm-hmm.
but you started high school out here.
I went to the part of the eighth grade out
mm-hmm.
here, at least half
mm-hmm.
or maybe more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then just stayed through high school.
Mm-hmm.
and eighth grade, where was that building? Do you remember?
Well, Bonnie and I differed on this. You know where the junior high is now, the
uh-huh.
long low building?
Uh-huh.
It was just in that area, close to the ball diamond and such, you know,
uh-huh.
and at that end.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And it was a big white wooden building.
Uh-huh.
And I called Dick because of that other thing we had. And he said there was a gymnasium. I thought it burned.
Uh-huh.
He said it was a gymnasium behind that burned.
Mm-hmm.
So then they tore the
white
one down to build this
uh-huh.
junior high.
And so you went to high school in what's the now the middle school there on...
No, the square brick building was our high school.
Yes, okay. But it's there across from Edgecliff Road.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Okay. All right.
Because that's where I thought the museum was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Was it once?
I think we had some things stored there for a while.
Oh,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it might have been there.
Mm-hmm.
What were your favorite activities from 8th grade through high school growing up here on the island? What did you like to do?
Well, in Clinton, we lived close to Deer Lake as far as summer's concerned.
And uh-huh.
we would walk to Deer Lake and
uh-huh.
swim.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, we were involved in church.
Mm-hmm.
Different programs at the church because it was walking from way down, you know, and so
mm-hmm.
forth. And
that'd be a long walk.
Mm-hmm.
4 months.
And living with grandparents that immigrated from the old country.
Which was?
Sweden.
Sweden, okay.
My grandmother was what you call the matriarch, you know, the family.
Ah, uh-huh.
We were kept very, very busy right at home.
Mm-hmm.
We would
mm-hmm.
pick strawberries before we went to school and wash separators and things
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
We just didn't... But I had two sisters,
mm-hmm.
so
mm-hmm.
we,
mm-hmm.
I never
lacked for a company.
We never felt like we lacked for it.
Yeah.
Although, yes, when we moved out from North Dakota, we had lived in town,
uh-huh.
and we thought we'd die.
Uh-huh.
You know, there wasn't anybody out here.
Uh-huh.
Yes,
did your grandparents speak Swedish at home?
No, only hit and miss.
Mm-hmm.
Just a word now and then,
mm-hmm.
you know. No.
They'd been here a while.
Uh-huh. Very, very broken,
mm-hmm.
but they stuck to English.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. How did you know Bonnie at that time when you were in
mm-hmm.
high school?
Mm-hmm. Well, that 1 year.
Just the 1 year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's how you first...
She was only here one,
mm-hmm.
and I graduated here.
Mm-hmm. 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 Any other favorite activities that you can think of that you liked?
Well, in high school, mm-hmm. we had roller skating in the fair building. The
oh, barn, really?
The pole barn.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And, oh, dear. I've probably gotten some written down here, but I can't. believe me, we were always busy.
Uh-huh.
We've always said that in that day, we made our fun. Mm-hmm. Now they buy it. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. there is a difference.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So, how did you meet your husband and other islanders? What, did you come on Leon Burley's school bus?
No.
No?
Okay. No. He was in high school.
Okay. He was 2 years
ahead. 2 years younger than I was.
Oh, okay.
And,
So you just...
So when I was a sophomore, I guess the end of my sophomore year, we went, I think it was through roller skating.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
So he was younger or older than you?
No, older.
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 2 years older,
yes,
than you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then,
mm-hmm.
When we graduated,
mm-hmm.
We were married shortly right after that.
After uh-huh. your graduation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. By then he was working in town and commuting.
Oh, uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Did you then move into the
no,
cities?
No.
Stayed on the island.
Mm-hmm.
And he still commuted.
Yes, and since, I think 1 year we were, lived in Clinton, and then he had bought, imagine this, he had bought 10 acres of land while he was in high school on Maxwell, where we live now, overlooking the water and everything,
wow.
For $65. 10
oh.
acres of back taxes.
Oh, my.
So then we purchased the 10 acres
uh-huh.
adjoining that, so we had uh-huh. the 20, and I've been there ever since.
Uh-huh.
And no, I don't want to leave. Everybody says,
it's the obvious question, you must like it.
Because he died 11 years ago, mm-hmm. and I just...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm not. I do.
And
I give some to my kids. So they, one daughter lives next to me now.
I was going to ask, what family do you still have on the island?
I have the daughter that lives next to me
mm-hmm.
right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a son, Mark Burley in Oak Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard of Burley Funeral Chapel
mm-hmm.
in Oak Harbor.
Mm-hmm. That's
yeah,
him.
That's mm-hmm. him. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Uh-huh. And
a daughter in Bothell.
Uh-huh.
And a son in Bellevue, so uh-huh. they're all close.
Uh-huh.
And you're very close family.
What about your sisters? Are they
both
living or here?
No.
Both?
My older sister, just a year older than I was, died just before she graduated from high school.
Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
She was born with a hole in her heart, and they knew she'd never... Nowadays she could have, but
yeah.
not then.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And, Robert Burley, brothers and sisters, are they
oh,
still
yes.
around?
Yes, he has five.
Mm-hmm.
There were six of them.
Mm-hmm.
And his one sister lives just right across the marsh from me.
Uh-huh.
On the south end.
And her name is?
Janice Wilds.
Okay.
And Marion Bartleson lives, still lives in Oak Harbor. She's
uh-huh.
in Oak Harbor.
Uh-huh.
The rest are on the mainland.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Duval in that area.
Wow. What kind? When you were living with your grandparents, what kinds of jobs or chores did you have to do? Everything.
Well, I know the hardest ones were picking strawberries before we even went to school in the morning,
mm-hmm.
as many as we could.
Mm-hmm.
And then, are you acquainted with a separator,
mm-hmm.
a milk separator?
Mm-hmm.
We had to wash that before we went to school.
Oh.
All those little discs.
Uh-huh.
I can still smell them.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Make our own beds, all those kind of things.
Uh-huh.
And then when we got home, Grandma always had ironing for us, or taking down washing, or helping. Yeah, we were kept busy.
So
and she had a garden.
So they raised strawberries to sell? Or
yes.
Did, uh-huh.
yes.
And then they must have had animals. They must have been selling milk and
milk.
Cream.
Yes, they had. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Good. Wow.
And then in the summer, we picked beans.
Mm-hmm.
Green beans
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. for a little, but like Bonnie said, $10 went a long ways in those days. Couldn't wait till we got paid to go to town and spend our $10.
Yes. When you went to town, what did you mean by going to town? Where did you
Everett.
Go? Everett.
Everett.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And did
yes.
you go there by ferry?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
From Clinton?
And then from Mukilteo, we'd go by bus.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
How has the island changed in the time that you've lived here all these years?
You asked that question, I just said, wow. you know, I just... Max Walton hasn't changed as much as the rest of the island.
Uh-huh.
It is true that there weren't any houses, but it has built up.
Uh-huh.
But we're kind of at the end of the, you know what.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, good land. We didn't have any gravel road. I mean, we didn't have any paved roads. It was all gravel,
mm-hmm.
dirty and dusty,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
it's just that. And there was a little grocery store on Maxwellton Beach, and we didn't pay cash. We ran a bill every month. You know,
mm-hmm.
that doesn't happen anymore.
Because
mm-hmm. I worked there for a long time, and everybody around would
mm-hmm.
pay at the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
We'd keep tabs of it.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Mazzal store in Clinton, but
mm-hmm.
that was a long ways to go in those days.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, and then, you know, just driving, it is just not the same.
Uh-huh.
We used to have the whole beach to ourselves,
uh-huh.
no matter where we went
uh-huh.
in Maxwellton.
Uh-huh.
And we were down Sunday having a Father's Day picnic, and there's people on all sides of us, and, you know,
uh-huh.
we never... Which is fine. I'm not
sure.
against that.
It's just a change.
It's just a change.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So lots more people, better roads.
Yes. I heard something the other day and I thought, I can't believe that. And I forgot. well, it's... Living, too, has changed. You know, I mean, there's mm-hmm. just different... Like your historical society, we didn't have these things, you know,
mm-hmm.
or the art center or
mm-hmm.
any of that. We had the theater,
mm-hmm.
but none of the...
Do you remember putting on plays in the doghouse? What Bonnie was talking about, having a theater upstairs?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Because she was here as a child. No, yeah. No, I don't remember
mm-hmm.
that at all.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Huh.
We used to go to the theater, you know, on weekends or something for dates. And then we all congregated at Cozy Corner in Clinton, the tavern.
Mm-hmm.
The man who owned it, he knew us.
Mm-hmm.
See, we're a small group.
Mm-hmm.
So we just got Cokes and stuff, and he let us dance to the mm-hmm. music box.
And the Cozy Tavern was where? Cozy Corner.
It's right down in Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
Couple. Just at the top of the ferry hill, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Is the building still there?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. It's all the same.
It's a little pizza place now. It's Cozy's Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it...
Right at catty corner from the bank.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It changed hands. This is just a silly story. After we were married, and one day, my husband and I and another couple were married. I have a little boy. We've been married 3 or 4 years. And we decided after the movie we'd go down to Cozy Corner. So we're sitting there, and the man, the new owner, comes over and told our husbands to take their little girls and go home.
Oh.
I've never been in since. You know, it was just,
mm-hmm.
but we were old enough then. I was
sure.
definitely over 21
sure.
and everything, but evidently didn't look it. But so all those things changed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are there?
Oh, and you know, I think Grandpa is in his autobiography, tells you about, you know, what they do for a living and such, and
uh-huh.
you'll have to read about the dogfish, and he's got another name for it. We called it the stink plant, where they took the livers of the dogfish, you know, to be processed.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness, what
for
did
money.
They do with them? Oh, did it make fertilizer, or what were they doing with the dogfish?
No, I think they took some kind of oil out of the liver.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Goodness. And where was the stink plant located, I wonder?
Down at...
Possession?
Caldas Gray.
Oh.
Is that right? Yeah, down in that area.
Okay.
Possession.
Was the powder dock here when you were growing up?
I remember hearing about it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But we could smell a stink plant coming up to where I live.
Hmm.
But they'd go out at night at Maxwellton and... all the way to around the corner and fish with nets and
mm-hmm.
and they'd open them up, you know. I don't know what get with all these carcasses. They must have, because some in my family, my husband, he went a couple times and I made him change his clothes outside. Yeah. That was a very lucrative
mm-hmm.
business
mm-hmm.
for them to do for a while. It didn't
mm-hmm.
last long, but.
Are there any other favorite family stories that have been handed down either in your family or the Burley family that you'd like to share with us?
Oh, the part I didn't know about.
I wonder if maybe Marlis could tell you a little bit about her work in World War II.
Oh, that would be grand.
Yeah, she did some interesting work in World War II. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, I was a plane spotter.
Oh, you were? Mm-hmm. Where?
Fort Maxwell.
Uh-huh.
They had them, I think they had them all up and down the island. I don't know, but we had one at Maxwell, and I know
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm. What hours did you
do? We volunteered. I was at night, I remember that.
Uh-huh.
Why? Maybe because my kids and then Rob was home to take care of them. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
And
And what did you do as a plane spotter? What were your what was your job?
Well, if we heard it, mm-hmm. we had to call it. We had binoculars. Mm-hmm. I'm sure we're supposed to look for something. I remember that scaring me so that, what if I got the wrong thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then we had to call in if a plane came over.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ask me where, but some headquarters. And
mm-hmm. If an enemy plane came over or an American plane?
Any plane.
Any plane.
Anything that flew over, what they were looking for was enemy, and mm-hmm. we never found one of those, but mm-hmm. I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
No, they were definitely just looking for...
Huh.
So it was spotting everything.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And did you keep records?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. All through the war you did that?
Mm-hmm.
Other mm-hmm. kinds of wartime activities that you were involved in?
Not that I remember. My husband wasn't drafted till after it was over.
Oh.
Then he went in.
Oh my.
For a year.
Oh my.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Was he sent away?
No, he got his... No. He went to Fort Ord.
Mm-hmm.
And he was there longer than usual because, you know, the Army.
Mm-hmm.
They were doing his teeth and everything, and then he had to stay longer to get his teeth taken care of. I don't know
uh-huh.
how much and everything, but he got home once and then he went back again and but he never went overseas because
uh-huh.
the war was over.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So he never had to go there. But
mm-hmm.
uh-huh.
Gosh.
Yeah.
But did you have any other paid jobs outside the home during those years after between 42 and your children?
Well, while he was in the service, I worked in a little restaurant again.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think what he did. We had, of course, we had cattle too in a farm.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And shipped milk and such.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And
you helped with all the farming.
I was never a farmer.
Never a farmer. He did.
I'm still there.
Uh-huh.
I tried. I tried uh-huh. to save the cattle.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, two or three cows while he was gone. I tried to milk and
mm-hmm.
my wonderful father-in-law, like I say, I was just part of the family, he'd come over. I just sit there and cry. I just so we finally sold them. And we went into beef stock and
uh-huh.
and then he worked 30 years on the ferry for the ferry
oh,
system.
That's right. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. That was a good thing.
So no, we had a lot of traditions they've handed down that we still do in my
family.
Well,
tell us about those.
And you know, I've told so many in the last few years, and there's quite a few of them that have picked it up and are doing it. They like it so well, or
uh-huh.
think it's fun.
Uh-huh.
And we certainly do. It comes from my mother-in-law, Marie Burley's side of the family.
Okay.
It started out as pumpkin pie
uh-huh.
at Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
My family, my children,
uh-huh.
named it pigeon pie because of the way things fly.
Uh-huh.
And, where it started in a pumpkin hundreds of years ago.
Uh-huh.
It's graduated to a basket, like, you know, a great big basket, because, of course, I have about 30 at Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay.
And at the end of the meal,
uh-huh.
It takes a long time to do this, it started out as little, you know, you could get 10 cents or 25 cent gifts, a funny little, any little
uh-huh.
object.
Uh-huh.
Now it's a dollar or more.
Yeah.
That's it. And every one of those objects or gifts
mm-hmm.
has a string tied to it or a ribbon, and then at the end of the ribbon is their name.
Uh-huh.
So when the Thanksgiving table is cleared, that comes out.
Uh-huh.
All these streamers go out.
Uh-huh.
And then everybody pulls a prize.
Oh.
And they, you know.
Uh-huh.
So we call it pigeon pie. I think the kids, uh-huh. you know, it was flying or something.
Uh-huh.
You know, they just, even the adults still look forward to it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Takes me a long time to buy all those little things and make them interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, you just don't want to put junk
mm-hmm.
in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Probably spend a year looking.
Uh-huh. What other? I do. I start all year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
What other traditions?
Well, we had one in my family, but of course, with the folks gone now, we can't do it anymore. But all the time they were growing up, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, we always went to Rob's folks. Christmas Eve, at first we went to my aunts and uncles, and then we started just having our own little one. But that meant the folks, Rob's folks, were alone on Christmas Eve. So as my kids just got a little bit older, we decided that we could take at least an hour or so before tree time and everything after dinner to go up and be with his folks. And you see, here was Grandma playing the piano, so we sang hymns or Christmas carols and so forth. And we'd give them some little thing that night and everything, and just have that Christmas Eve with them. Just my family. But as my family grew, can you imagine how many there were of us? We'd come trotting in the door all in a line and wishing them Happy Christmas, and and then Grandma would play, and
nice custom.
Yeah, it was. It was just
it was the way Christmas ought to be.
My children couldn't have a tree until we went up to the folks and spent some time with them. And as they got older, it was more and more important, you know. And it meant a lot to my family. Very definitely a lot.
I'm sure.
Yeah. So.
Anything else you would like to tell us?
Oh, lots I could tell you, but I just have not got the memory that Bonnie has, I guess. And I was just never... I'm too busy to be interested in all of this. But